There's a lot that people don't tell you about architecture school, but it's nothing bad, right? It's nothing bad, right? For the most part, it's not all bad. There are some bad things that make you just want to hurt the people that taught you into studying architecture. But after studying 4 years of architecture, I can say that it's pretty damn good. Here are 5 or 6 things that they don't tell you about architecture school that would have been nice to know before signing up. The first thing is that it's a self-driven education. You need to be the one that pushes yourself. It's very different from high school when I had teachers helping me and pushing me in the right direction. But architecture school is not like that. It's very much self-driven. You need to be the one that pushes yourself to learn new things. The university does give you quite a lot of tools to learn things on your own, but for the most part, it's going to be learning on YouTube, in your own room, watching channels like this. This is really going to be dependent on where you choose to study architecture. Where I study here in South Australia, it's very much self-driven. And this leads into the second thing that they don't tell you about architecture school, which is that it's more than a 40-hour work week, and it's going to be more than a 40-hour work week once you get into the profession as well. Because it is self-driven, it's pretty much the more you put in, the more you're going to get out. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. There are a lot of things that you can study where you have to follow a curriculum and you have to study for the right exams and get all of the exact right answers that you need for the exam. But architecture is like a choose your own story. You can choose the path you want to go down and you can choose the different fields that interest you. I think that's great. A lot of people want direction and they want to be shown exactly what they need to do to be able to pass their things well or to be able to, you know, design great architecture. But that's up to you. And that's what I really like about architecture, is that it gives you that freedom, that choice to make it your own and to follow what interests you, because that will keep you motivated. In high school, I found it very mundane trying to keep up with the curriculum because it was just me filling my brain with information that I didn't think would be necessary when I get into the real world. And for sure, I haven't used anything I learned in chemistry or maths or English, maybe a little bit of English, but for the most part, what I learned in high school was pretty damn useless because it didn't interest me, and that made it very difficult to sustain that information in my head. But architecture is very much the opposite. You're choosing what you want to do, and you can get fired up by the work you're doing, and that helps you stay motivated. If you're just having a curriculum and a set way of doing things thrown at you, thrown in your face, it doesn't make it very enjoyable. And before signing up for architecture school, that's the way that I thought it would go. No one told me that it's going to be a self-driven, choose your own story kind of approach to education. So on this theme of it being very self-driven, you still need to know people. This is number 3. If you don't know people in the profession, if you don't put yourself out there to get to know people, you're going to struggle to succeed in architecture school and in the profession once you graduate. If this scares you or is putting you off, don't worry about it. I was, and still am, the biggest introvert you could imagine. The biggest introvert of introverts. And I didn't know anyone going into architecture school. I literally walked in on orientation day knowing nobody. I felt scared for my life because I just didn't know what to do with myself. And I thought it was going to be the shittest thing ever, not knowing anyone. But once I put myself out there and I started to get to know people, it's a good feeling pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, getting to know people, networking. And I think architecture school, that is very important, to get to know people inside the industry and outside. Architecture school is a great opportunity to meet like-minded people, to meet people that are interested in the same things as you. And when I was going into it, I thought, yes, it's very self-driven, so this is perfect for me. I can stay in my room the entire time. But if you keep yourself in your own little world while inside architecture school, if you're staying inside your own bubble, it's not going to let you take the most advantage out of architecture school. You really need to step outside your comfort zone, push yourself into new experiences and to try new things and to meet new people, because this is what's going to really push you forward. So yes, it's very self-driven, but do not underestimate the importance of dealing with people. You're going to do a lot of group work in architecture school, and this is going to involve dealing with people and working with people, and that translates directly into the actual profession. And before even getting into the profession, it's very difficult to get a job if you don't know anybody already in the profession. If you don't know, like, if your dad's not an architect, if your family member's not an architect, that's going to be extremely difficult to get a job if you don't know anybody. But the good thing is, you can get to know people by putting yourself out there. I didn't know anybody in the profession, but I guess through doing this channel, through creating interviews and doing the documentary and stuff like that, I've made a lot of great connections with people that are inside the industry, which have set up some really great opportunities for myself. And that's not to say that I'm so great or anything like that. It's to say that you can do the exact same thing. I didn't know anybody. Nobody in my family is an architect. And by all means, if I didn't put myself out there, I wouldn't get to know anybody in the industry. And once I graduate, I wouldn't have any way of getting a job. Yes, you can have a great portfolio and a great resume, but none of that is really needed. I have worked in 3 different practices and I haven't needed a resume. I haven't needed a portfolio. They haven't asked for it because they knew who I was. They knew the work that I was capable of doing just by knowing my personality. So I think that's the biggest thing to take away from this video is that you need to put yourself out there and you need to get to know people. And the only way to do that and to get better at that is by doing it. So put yourself out there, try new things, go for it. So the 4th thing that they don't tell you about architecture school is that it is fucking hard work. And inherently anything hard is going to be extremely rewarding. Yes, it's a lot of hard work, but to be honest, it's only difficult and it only gets hard if you make it hard for yourself. And this is me trying to get onto the point of time management. If you can't organize yourself, because this is very self-driven, if you're leaving everything to the last minute and you're pushing deadlines to the very last minute, you're going to be making it hard for yourself, and that's not good. I've heard from plenty of different people who have been in through architecture school, and the ones that complained about how hard it was were the ones that left everything to the last minute. But there are plenty of people that have said, "This is easy. I love architecture school. This has been the easiest thing ever." It's really what you make of it. Time management is key in architecture school. And that's a skill that you will learn by just going through with it. If you don't have time management skills now, there's always a way to get better at managing your time. And you'll learn that along the way. The 5th thing that they don't tell you about architecture school is that motivation comes and goes. From this video, you might be really fired up to study architecture, or you might be on the flip side and might want to just, you know, not ever think about studying architecture. It's the same for me. Motivation comes and goes. Some days I'm fired up and I'm super pumped up to draw architectural drawings for 18 hours in the day. And some other days I just want to sit in my bed, watch YouTube all day. Having a big picture of the future really does help with this. To stay motivated, you need a clear reason as to why you're actually studying architecture. To me, when I first started architecture, when I signed up for architecture school, I was pretty naive as to what I thought architecture school would involve. I thought it would be just a cool job. I heard that it's a good profession and it pays decent and, you know, you get to be creative. I didn't really know why I was studying architecture. I didn't know what I was signing up for. And this is how most people get into architecture school. But you really need to dig deeper than that. You need to think 10 or 20 years from now, how does studying architecture impact your life? What is the end goal? How does architecture school help you become that person? Does it even? And that should keep you motivated and should allow you to keep moving forward. But no one tells you that in architecture school. So this is going to be the last reason I wanted to add this in as well, because I think it's extremely important that you think for yourself. High school was very much following a curriculum, doing things the way that I'm supposed to do things. But I think you really need to break away from that in architecture school, and no one's going to tell you that apart from me right now. I think it's really important to do things differently and to stick to your own guns, to do things the way that you want to do things, because that's going to help you stay passionate and motivated about what you're doing. Yes, you get criticized a lot in architecture school. Your work literally gets critiqued, but you need to do what makes you happy. If you have a strong idea about why you want to do something a certain way, stick to that. Do it anyways, despite what people are going to tell you, despite the criticism that you get from your teachers, from other students. Every single presentation day, there's somebody that rocks up and they have a look around at what everybody else has done. Everyone's posters are on the wall, and they'll look at them and they won't want to pin up their own work because they're being influenced by what others are doing, and they will be either ashamed or they feel like they've done something wrong. But there's no wrong way of doing things in architecture school. Stick to your guns. If you've done something some way, you need to justify that. And that's the biggest thing that I wish I had known before studying architecture. That's something that no one tells you, is that anything in architecture school goes. You can do projects whatever way you like, as long as you can justify the reasoning why you're doing it a certain way, it will go. Disregard what others are doing. Disregard what you see on them in Arch Daily or anything like that. If you want to do something a certain way, you do it that way and you do it proud. Anyways, I hope you guys found that video helpful. If you want to see more like this, check out my other videos. And until next time, take care and be well.